Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Have we got an open mic in the studio there? Ah, okay. And coming up second hour, we're going to talk to Robin Knapp from G-Code about the importance of carrying on body and the different ways they have for you to carry on body at G-Code, which they have quite a few. Coming from bearing arms, which I can find this nowhere else, but I trust Bob Owens. Bob is an aggregator and a searcher, and I can't find this anywhere else. But coming from Bob Owens over at Bearing Arms, they have mobilized the GIGN, which is the French counter-terror police department, unit within the police department, because apparently today in Paris has been a female French police officer who was shot at by a pair of men wielding Kalashnikov pattern rifles. They shot and killed her after she and her colleague were shot in southern Paris this morning, less than 24 hours after the gun attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. One of the gunmen was reported to have been arrested. The other fled. They got out of a car after it was involved in an accident on the street. At that point, that triggered the GIGN, which they've got around 30 kitted up officers on site from the Specialist Raid Force. They arrived in 5 vehicles, including an armored truck. Police sources at the scene said the shooter in the incident, which left one female police officer dead, had fled on foot, suggesting he may still be nearby. Now, sources speaking to Sky News described a single assailant armed with a handgun and saw the second person shot was not a police officer but a city employee. But regardless of the number of players involved in this or the exact composition of their weaponry, we know that there's 2 more people down now, and that the female police officer has died as a result of her injuries, and that the counter-terrorists are heavily armed and armored as they prepare to sweep the area. For some reason, and I'm already seeing this all over the place, for some reason in France, the authorities are being very careful not to specifically link today's shooting to yesterday's shooting. Only offices of the left-wing satire newspaper Charlie Hebdo that left 12 dead and another dozen injured, as it is possible that this attack was unrelated. Oh. They know who the 2 trigger men were in that shooting at Charlie Hebdo. And I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. French is something I have never attempted, never going to attempt. There was a third, an 18-year-old, who was said to be in school at the time of the attacks, but two brothers, the 2 terrorists that are on the run, Saeed and Sharif Kausha, are on the run. They are identified as possible suspects in a gas station robbery in the town of Villers-Cotterêts. I'm telling you, I can't pronounce anything French. Northeast of Paris, that is also seeing a massive police response. There are going to be lots of false sightings. There have been lots of false sightings. Sharif has previously spent time in prison for recruiting terrorists in France to fight in the Middle East, and both of the terrorist brothers are suspected of having spent time in combat fighting for Al-Qaeda. Predictably, people like me are looking at France, because in France, it is not... I don't know what you have to go through to own a gun there. I have a breakdown on that coming up in the next segment, but I haven't even looked at it just yet. There were a lot of people from certain vantage points that filmed, for example, the wounded police officer before he was summarily executed. They were filming him. And you would think if they'd had a gun, they could have taken a pot shot at him. Well, there's a little bit to it. France is a nation with a history of revolts and revolutions. And therefore, they have heavily restricted the number and type of firearms and amount of ammunition civilians may have as a political matter, fearing that an armed citizenry might result in yet another French Revolution. So to put it bluntly, the French government doesn't trust their citizenry to bear arms, and citizens are helpless to help themselves. Law enforcement or their greater society as a result. Law enforcement has the option to not carry a gun if they don't want to. I don't know why you would do that. Gotta love a diesel pickup truck, can't you? Now, experts have been predicting for quite some time that this kind of attack is going to happen here. And I agree. Because we are soft targets. We are everywhere. And this is where you have to take into consideration a couple of things. The nature of your freedom is going to be based on how well you can protect it. And a terrorist attack, is an assault on that freedom. It is an assault on the way we do things day to day. Now, here in the United States, we have the capability of augmenting police if they come under fire. I'm sure in some quarters, law enforcement would look at that and be a little nervous, and in other quarters, they would look at that and say, oh, yeah. But as you're going about day to day, you may need to up your game on the mindset a little bit. We've already got police being attacked internally here in the United States. Now, the big difference between France and here is that the counterterrorism experts here hope and want armed civilians to augment the police, because that will be a necessary thing. That will be a necessary thing. I've heard them talking about these guys that went to the newspaper about their tactical acumen. From what I've seen, they do move. They understand that movement is their friend, and they do go in and out of cover, breaking sight lines and everything else. And they do manage to maintain control of their AK. But, you know, we're not looking at super soldiers. I watched them get back in the car, and there was nobody providing cover as they got back in the car, unless it was the guy that was off camera and he was guns up. But they were running at basically a port arms or a muzzle down position. They weren't looking. And why should they look? There's nobody in France that was, you know, just regular people that could do anything to them. Because the French don't trust their people. We're going to look at what's in place in France when we get back. And, you know, turn the volume up a little bit, folks, in that mindset, in that awareness. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Turns out that France apparently has some guns in France, although they're very heavily regulated. They consistently rank among the top countries for per capita civilian gun ownership worldwide, but they are heavily regulated. They have 8 categories of weapons that are heavily regulated. The first category covers everything from fully automatic manned portable weapons to fighter jets. So all of you guys thinking you're going to go to France and, get you a Mirage jet, well, you just can't pass the background check for it. It's too regulated. To simplify the explanation of the French gun category, it's best to divide them into the 4 European categories that will likely be adopted in the coming 2 years as new gun regulations pass the French Parliament in 2012, and they're waiting to be signed into law. Category A is prohibited firearms. That is a big no-no and includes everything from tanks to fighter planes. Most importantly, it prohibits the ownership of fully automatic weapons for civilians. So, of course, it doesn't keep people like, the gangs in French cities. They found plenty of Yugo AKs. And then there was Mohamed Mera, who acquired an Uzi, fully automatic. Category B is subject to authorization. This is where the handguns fall in, anything shorter than 47 centimeters, with a removable magazine and a capacity larger than 3 rounds and requires a sports shooting license to own. How do you get one of those? You have to be an active shooting club member and hit the range at least 3 times a year. Go see a doctor every year who attests that you are physically and mentally capable of owning a firearm and prepare for some major paperwork. Once you've cleared the bureaucratic hurdles in France, prepare to rinse and repeat every 3 years as Category B ownership is contingent on a time-limited authorization that can be revoked at the whim by the local police. Case in point, pump-action shotguns, once available to hunters in Category C, they were reclassified to Category B in 1995 because of their perceived use in violent crimes. And that only applies to smoothbores. If you have a smoothbore shotgun, that's in Category B. If you have a rifled shotgun, That is considered a manually repeating rifle rather than a shotgun. I don't ask me. Category C, that's subject to declaration. This is where the hunting weapons and everything from bolt-action rifles to lever guns to 3-round limited semi-automatic weapons with tilting non-detachable magazines. Think California, only worse. Ownership is for life, but as was the case for pump guns, French gun owners are always just one movie franchise reboot away from seeing a entire group of firearms moved into a higher category. Category C weapons can be acquired with either a sports shooting license or a hunting license and must be declared to the local police office for firearms and explosives. Unlike sports shooting licenses, the hunting license requires you to take a theory and practice exam that covers areas such as safety, laws, huntable, and protected species, and even questions on different dog breeds. All of that can be accomplished within 2 weeks of studying and a day of exams. Now, that's not as bad as, say, in Germany, where a hunting permit can take anywhere from a month to a year of intensive instruction. Category D, this is other. This includes everything that couldn't be squeezed into the previous 3 categories, such as pellet guns. What does this mean for a gun owner in France? Pretty silly. You need a 3-year renewable pistol authorization, or police authorization, and a shrink check to own a single-shot .22. But you only need a lifetime hunting license to buy and declare indefinite ownership of a 6+1 Marlin lever gun in .45-70. You can own a Category C lever action in .357 Magnum, but you can't buy the ammo because it's Category B. But don't worry about that, because you can up to .44 Magnum. The ammo and the rifle are both in Category C. And don't forget that 223, 308, 30-06, and even 303 British ammo is Category B, meaning it's inaccessible to hunters, while significantly less dangerous calibers such as 300 Winchester Magnum are in Category C. Transporting your firearms is just about as fun. And you can absolutely forget about carrying a gun in self-defense, for self-defense. You can forget about it. Although, you know, Australia has sort of faded from the limelight. I imagine there's a lot of people in Australia, and some politicians have stood up and said, we should be able to have guns for self-defense. And they do have a permitting process for self-defense in France, but that makes the California concealed carry process look like a cakewalk. You need to know a judge or a high-ranking politician or somebody with enough political grease. But it's not going to be your average Jacques walking around with a gun. In France, it is definitely hard to have a gun. Not as hard as it is in England. So, I guess it could be worse. But it is a safe presumption that any terrorists that want to operate in France have a fairly wide open field and not much to worry about. Not much to worry, especially with the cops not carrying guns. I cannot fathom how you enforce laws without force. Don't those go hand in hand? Because people that are breaking laws may have to be forced to stop breaking laws to at least be caught, right? as more stuff comes available for what's happening in France right now, we'll get into that. We're coming up on the next break. The Moms Demand Attention have decided they're going to emulate the success of the marriage equality movement. That's going to be their attempt now. Their latest thing. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Coming up next hour, Robin Knapp, G-Code, why you should carry on body. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number two Gideon, 877-317-6432. The gun control movement is a very frustrated group now. They characterize it as gridlock in Congress, which I just call that them actually doing the right thing for a change. And they have, now they're losing public opinion regarding the curtailment of America's oldest civil rights. So the anti-gun activists have decided to take their fight to your local neighborhood. And when you think about it, really, truly, since Columbine, which occurred during the, during the era of the assault weapon ban, they really haven't gotten anything on a federal level, and that's they want it on a federal level. Now they're willing to go after it on a local level now because they look at I-594 in Colorado and say, look, success. So this seems to be the only option they have left. And they're going to try to model after the success of the gay marriage movement. Coming from the New York Times, the new focus on ballot initiatives comes after setbacks in Congress and in state houses. After the 2012 mass shootings of school children in Newtown, Connecticut, President Obama's effort to pass a background check measure never got out of the Democratic-controlled Senate. Although 10 states have passed major gun control legislation, not only in Connecticut, but New York, but as far away as Colorado, more states have loosened gun restrictions. Candidates who backed gun control mostly lost in the midterm elections, even after groups spent millions on their behalf. The last setback came in December when Martha McSally, a Republican, prevailed in a razor-thin recount over Representative Ron Barber, Democrat of Arizona. Mr. Barber was wounded in the 2011 shooting of Representative Gabrielle Giffords and lost, even though Ms. Giffords' PAC, Americans for Responsible Solutions, spent more than $2 million in the race. Gun control groups say that although they are still dwarfed by the NRA, they have more money and are involved in more grassroots activism than ever before. The NRA was heavily outspent in the Washington State referendum. The advocacy groups have recast their calls as a public health and safety movement and are homing in on areas where polling has shown voter support, like expanded background checks and keeping guns out of the hands of people with domestic violence convictions, restraining orders, or mental illnesses. And the same-sex marriage movement has been a model for advocates of new gun restrictions. As with gay marriage, background check expansions enjoy far broader public support in polls than among elected officials, and they affect state residents immediately. This is the danger of putting together a poll and engineering it to come out the way you want it to be, and then getting out there and touting it in the face of other polls that actually have good sampling and show something the other way. Because that good sampling, makes its way to Congress via constituents calling Congress. That's a big issue that they don't know how to overcome. And there's no way to overcome it, really, when you're putting out a lying poll. John Feinblatt, president of Every Town for Gun Safety, said the arc of the marriage equality movement started in the federal government and got them the Defense of Marriage Act. Yeah, that arc is trending in the opposite direction on precisely every battlefield that he mentions. The courts have mostly ruled in favor of Second Amendment rights, even where you would never have thought they would have done that. The Ninth Circuit, really. Chicago, Chang, the Obama appointee, made a ruling in Chicago. Public opinion is now on our side. Our tent has expanded. We've got diversity. We have real diversity. Because freedom attracts diversity. We're much more diverse than the liberals. And we don't, you know, when I was doing my old radio show in Columbia, South Carolina, and I was deeply immersed in the cesspool that is South Carolina politics, I would hear some of the things the Democrats would say that they didn't think was going to make it out there. And they said some incredibly, incredibly wild things and never got called on it. The most wild thing I heard, the wildest, whatever grammatically correct that would be, the wildest thing I ever heard articulated and put out there was that the Democrats didn't own black America. They just rented them on election day. And I thought about that. I thought about what was just said. I thought about the people I served with in the military. Some of them black American that were veritable kings among humanity that I trusted my life to. And I listened to the way they were just lumping everybody into this one category and making this call. That was a pivotal moment for me. As soon as I could extricate myself from what I was doing to what I am doing, that's what I did. Because I understood at that time how many different ways they would keep coming for their agenda. Their agenda is all-consuming for them. They want to do your thinking. They want to do your spending. They want to do everything for you in the name of taking care of you. And yet, despite all the money we've spent on everything, nothing changes. Unless people stand up and make their own way. And then when they stand up and make their own way, as long as they never give up, eventually they succeed. And then everything they've got is self-made. And it far exceeds what the benevolent government will hand off to you. While they're out there trying to regroup and figure out a way, and the newest angle to try to push this gun control agenda, the biggest thing they're flying up against, and it's like a very heavy wind, is the data. The data refutes all of the incredibly irritating narrative that is the gun activist meme. The whole gun violence epidemic is stomped all over on this one. Gun-related homicides are down. Violent crime is down. Mass shootings aren't on the rise, and school shootings haven't risen past levels in the mid-1990s. This is not very good ground for them to be standing on. Not very thick ice. They did have some victories. Colorado was sort of a dual-edged blade. A lot of people lost their jobs over that. I-594, we're just beginning to see the pushback on this. But the coalition in Colorado, for example, that booted the anti-gun politicians out of office, this was Hispanics and Black Americans and women and blue-collar workers. They all coalesced. They all came together. That's not a deep-red conservative Republican voting bloc when they get together like that. But support for the Second Amendment has a wide appeal across a multitude of demographics. And you can't say the same thing for the gun control movement, which is primarily urban, liberal, white, and in the Northeast. And the NRA had a 91.2% success rate in this last election, whereas Gabrielle Giffords had a little less than 50%. Mull that over while you think of your next angle, gun grabbers. Maybe you will implode. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The latest meme they've come up with, the latest phrase that they're trying to use. Assault weapon didn't work out too good. Weapon of war, that never really gained any traction. So now it's common sense. We're wanting to, and they use this to describe any gun control law which they favor. And that really is any gun control law. So in other words, the Andes consider all gun control laws a matter of common sense. This little bit of misdirection masks it masks the falsehood that they get out there where they say, I support the Second Amendment, but I also support common sense gun control. If you want proof, there was another little ditty in the HuffingtonPost.com. Common sense gun laws, there are no drive-by knifings. Now, in that article, if you read that article, which I'm not going to read that article, I might have an excerpt or two here, but in this article, you see, the Second Amendment doesn't say what it actually says, according to the people at Huffington Post. And even if it does, the Constitution is a living document, so we can ignore its meaning. And the Founding Fathers never envisioned modern firearms and the tyrannical government would mow down American gun owners. It's just simply no use. Why even have it? We're just going to die if we have to face a government. And the author of that little ditty, Nick Desai, he takes the rhetorical road less traveled. Here is his proposal for common sense gun laws. He writes, too often articles like this one end by ridiculing the gun owners. However, it's a far more productive way to suggest ways that enable law-abiding gun owners to coexist in a society not riddled with gun violence. Here are three such suggestions. End all open carry laws and outlaw all automatic weapons. After a universal background check, allow adults over 21 to own one manual gun. That is kept in their home. Have a hefty bullet tax. Surely those owning guns for self-defense don't need cases of ammo for the rare intruder. Use bullet tax revenues to treat victims of gun violence and educate the public about gun safety. End all open carry laws. You know, I was thinking just the other day, all these crazy open carriers out there, every time they see a car passing by, they just go guns up, just fill it full of lead, don't they? No, wait a minute, that's not what happens. I'm not. Now, you would ask, well, how can he make this suggestion when we have the right to keep and bear arms? Got to remember, this is a living document. The manual gun part is completely, I have no idea what he's talking about here. I don't think he does. He's making up a phrase. I think he means that Americans should be only able to keep one non-automatic or semi-automatic firearm. Enforcing that law would require some pretty heavy boots from a police state. I'm sure that Desai sees this as a feature, not a bug. A bullet tax for people who own guns for self-defense, but not for owners who hunt or target shoot. That would be my question. Anyone else, you know, anyone else looking at this, anybody from my side would see a lot of heavy irony there. The Second Amendment codifies and protects our natural and civil right to keep and bear arms. That was part of a process that began with a war that was in part a revolt against taxation. And the other part being British gun control, but that's something else to talk about another time. Now, you can only imagine. The government-controlled gun safety education Desai would like gun owners to fund. But this is what one gun control advocate, you can see it plain as day, what one gun control advocate has in mind when they tout their support for common sense gun laws. And they're lying to you. They're lying to you when they say they would be happy with that. They want complete and total civilian disarmament without even understanding what that means for them. Whether they admit it or not, and whether they know it or not, when they use like words like common sense and gun laws, they're expressing their desire to live in a police state. And they want you to live in it, too. Despite history, despite data, despite reams and reams of studies that just show exactly how good we are augmenting society. Despite all of that. Common sense. I grew up in a, you know, I'm segueing now. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and the fact that it's 2015 now, I'm still, where's my flying car? Why don't I have a flying car? But flying cars weren't the only things we were promised back in those days. I've seen predictions, and I'm sure you have too, of a coming ice age, one world government, and the end to crime, hunger, and poverty. And there were lots of predictions about the end of gun ownership. Before they change their names to something more commonsensical that they think is a little more moderate that they can get a little play out of, there used to be things like the National Coalition to Ban Handguns and Handgun Control Incorporated. They were new. They were describing a process where they were going to completely do away with handgun ownership by slowly adding one little restriction on top of another over a couple of decades. Haven't got there yet. Still sticking to the same strategy. Isn't insanity doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Isn't that what they do? You know. They're sticking to the strategy with new language and new tactics, but the target now is destruction of the gun culture, quote unquote, and the right to keep and bear arms remains the same. And they have made a little progress on states. Now, the thing you've got to understand on the progress they've made with the states, that is finite. That is finite. Now, it may be logistically impossible for people in these states to uproot and move away. But there's nothing keeping them from doing it if they choose to do so. There's nothing keeping them from doing it if they choose to do so. So at any given time, all of these states that are heavily restricted, New Jersey, D.C., which is not a state, Connecticut, New York State, all these other places, we could see them losing people. Now, here's the problem with that. For them, for the liberals, all of these states where they have all this stuff, at certain points in time, they look at populations and then they decide how many representatives you can have and how many electoral votes you have. So in a state like California, where they have 9 million gun owners and they have 55 electoral votes, can you imagine what would happen if those 9 million gun owners say enough is enough and they move out? This is a very precipitous tightrope they walk. And it's all based upon low information. It's all based on low information. We have background checks right now. We don't need more background checks. We don't even fulfill the promise of the background check as it was described. It's not stopping crime. What's stopping crime is concealed carry. What's slowing down crime is concealed carry. The specter of being shot while you're doing your vocation. They depend on misleading language, hidden agendas, and a gullible, uninformed public to accomplish their goals. Dealing with an informed public is the one thing they don't want. This is why they repeat the same nonsense, the 43%, the 22%, the 90%. Because if they say it often enough, you'll begin to believe it. All of these groups, if you actually went to their office, you'd have to ring a bell to get somebody to come to the desk. They're not very well put together. We'll be right back coming up next hour from GECO, Robin Knapp, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.